and a half ply. They would be the little disc things you'd put on there to ply into the ground to make the rows.
But that was just on the ground? And
yeah, all what would go in the ground.
Okay. Would there
be
no wheels on it or anything?
Oh, no wheels on that at all.
What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto? The wheels?
They call it the body of the wagon. Wagon body. Oh. A wagon frame, and then the body would be a wooden thing that you could sit on top of it to put your things in. But they could take the wooden frame off of the wheel part, and that would, if they wanted to haul wood, they'd take the wooden body off of the wagon and leave it in the yard and just leave that frame and go cut wood, long poles, and put it on that. You see, you couldn't get them in that wooden body.
And was there a stick going through the wheels?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that?
Axle.
Do you know a name for an X-shaped frame that you lay
logs
across to chop it up?
You
know any special?
The what?
That?
I don't understand that.
I don't either. do you know of any kind of frame with X-shaped pieces of wood that you can lay a log across it and chop it up?
Oh, you people that, yeah, I've seen that. I don't know what you call it because we never did have to do it here very much. But I've seen people do that. You should say they'd have a fork in one hand here and they'd sew it across and make it in a certain length. But I don't know a name. We never did do it here.
What about something that the children play on with a board that
goes up? Seesaw?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know any other names for that? Or is that what it's called?
No.
There were a lot of kind of...
A lot of what?
There were a lot of things that children could play on, weren't there? Just like sawhorses.
Well, they liked to play with all the things they'd see that grown people working with. Yeah.
Did you ever hear of anything, a limber plank that was fixed on both ends that children could jump on to go up and down? When the children are playing on the seesaw, what do you call that?
Well, they would just put a plank across, like an old stump that was cut off, a plank, and one get on one end and one on the other, and they'd have balance, you know, one would just go up and down, and they would seesaw there by the hours and enjoyed it.
Did they ever attach a string to a limb of a tree and play on that?
Not much. I don't remember anything about that. They do now. They have a seat about this big around, have one rope, and they call them swings. The children here have them, where they sit on, but they didn't have that. We had swings, but we had a limb, and you'd have a rope coming down each side, and then there'd be a board about like that and that wide, and in the middle of it, and you could sit in there, and somebody push you and swing you, or two could get in there together and call themselves pumping and go way up in there back and forth. People had a lot of those that have big porches. We had one on a porch at home where I lived when I was a child.
Did you ever, on the farm, was there a small vehicle with one wheel and
wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody had a wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. And what did you carry in there?
Huh?
What did they use it for?
Well, they cleaned up the yards with them, and then you would go plant a garden, you'd put things in it and wheel them down there. And they use wheelbarrows everywhere, but the wheelbarrows now are made out of tin and zinc. These children, you have little wheelbarrows, and they play with them all the time, carrying things around. Mm-hmm. I think they have two here.
Do I just gotta get you to say a couple of words. When you straighten your hair, there's not a comb. What do you call that?
When you do what?
When you're fixing your hair.
Yeah.
But it's not a comb. Whatever. What's the other thing you use to?
A brush and a comb. See that thing sitting right there? The scuttle.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd have another scuttle that would be about that high, about that like that, that you'd keep, and it would be painted black and look nice sitting by your guest room in your old fire where they wouldn't have to have, we call those old black scuttles and aluminum scuttles. And the other would be a coal scuttle, but it would be closed in and you'd have your tongs and poke and everything there with it, you know, to pick it up.